This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas Parks and Recreation Board this morning will get details on how and when a proposed nonprofit foundation will take over operations at Fair Park. The city currently owns and manages the grounds, but the city council will vote May 25th whether they'll turn over management to the Fair Park Texas Foundation. The mayor's tapped Dallas businessman Walt Uman to privatize operations. It'll be expensive, though. Uman's proposing to spend millions of dollars to increase management staff and repair facilities. Today's meeting will go into more detail about the management agreement and also spell out a plan to enhance the neighborhood around Fair Park. Texas Senator Ted Cruz called his primary victory in Wisconsin this week a turning point in his battle to take the Republican presidential nomination away from Donald Trump. Patrick Svitek covers the Cruz campaign for the Texas Tribune. He says the senator now needs to win support from some of his colleagues in Congress.
Some of them have spoken very openly and very candidly about how, you know, they're not the biggest fans of Cruz, but they would hate to see Trump get into the White House, and so they're rallying around Cruz. He certainly has plenty of progress to go in terms of getting support from members of Congress, particularly members of where he works, the U.S. Senate.
John Kasich also poses a challenge for Cruz, even though the Ohio governor is further behind in delegates.
He could keep the Cruz campaign from collecting, even just a few delegates here and there in some districts. He could effectively play the role of spoiler, and I think you could see those frustrations really come to a head in a landscape like New York.
The candidate must receive 20% of the vote in New York State to qualify for delegates at the congressional district level. 95 delegates are at stake in the New York primary April 19th. Jackie Robinson broke Major League Baseball's color barrier in 1947 and was an outspoken proponent for civil rights. Robinson's the subject of an upcoming PBS documentary. Our big screen team talked to a baseball historian about his contributions on and off the field.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking with Talmadge Boston, who is a member of the Texas Baseball Hall of Fame and author of Baseball and the Baby Boomer, among other books. Talmadge, thanks so much for being here.
Glad to be here.
Most people, even non-sports fans, know that Jackie Robinson was, of course, the first African-American player in Major League Baseball. And it was actually pretty important that someone as good as he was that first player.
Well, it was as important not only that he was the great first player, but that he had this iron will temperament and character that allowed him to withstand the abuse. And so when Branch Rickey was looking for the guinea pig in what he called the noble experiment, he wanted to make sure he had somebody with strength of character on top of being a great baseball player.
What was new to you in the Ken Burns film?
Well, I have researched and written a lot about Jackie Robinson, so there's not a whole lot that's new. But I think the thing that will project the most to people who watch both episodes is that he was a whole lot more than just a great baseball player. That when his career ended after the 1956 season, he didn't miss a beat. He picked up right away, going into the business world, becoming politically active, becoming a leader in the civil rights movement, and a real key voice alongside Martin Luther King and the other early leaders of the movement. And so I think that's what's important for the viewers to understand and for the baseball fans to understand, that there was a whole lot more to Jackie Robinson than just what he did in the Brooklyn Dodgers uniform.
Well, let's hear a little bit of him speaking during the civil rights movement. This is him speaking to a crowd in a church in Florida.
Now, people have been saying that Jackie Robinson, of all people here in this country, you have less right to protest against what's going on than anybody that I know of. They said, Jackie Robinson, you have it made, and you ought not to be a part of this movement. And I say to you that whether you like it or not, that there is not one Negro, not one that I know in this country, that has it made until the most underprivileged Negro in St. Augustine, Florida has it made.
Why do you think sports have the potential for such social impact? I mean, Jackie Robinson's story obviously resonated, as you said, far off the baseball field.
Well, George Will has called his introduction into the major leagues the opening salvo in the American Civil Rights Movement. And it's important for everybody to realize that he played on opening day in 1947 before the U.S. Army had become integrated, long before there was a Civil Rights Act, when Jim Crow laws were everywhere, when employment discrimination was everywhere, housing discrimination, so forth. So this was really the first level playing field in any major arena in America. And the thinking was that if he can be given a chance in baseball, then it won't be long before African Americans will be given a chance in other arenas and will be treated as first-class citizens, as he was finally in baseball when he got the chance with the Dodgers.
What would you say Jackie Robinson's legacy is today in 2016, the major leagues and beyond?
Well, he truly was the trailblazer, and he is recognized as such. Major League Baseball is incredibly mindful of how he opened the door not only for African Americans but also for Latinos, and has recognized him with a unique honor. No other number has been retired by every team throughout baseball like the number 42, and no other player is honored with his own day, April the 15th, which was the day he broke the barrier. And on that day, every player on both teams in every Major League games wears the uniform number 42 on his back. So there's this tremendous unity who play, who manage, who coach, who are fans. Every aspect celebrates that this is a guy who really made it all happen on the front end and opened the door for literally millions more to follow in his footsteps.
Talmadge Boston, thanks so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Talmadge.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. Part one of the documentary about Jackie Robinson airs Monday on KERA-TV. In the forecast, sunny skies the rest of the day. Look for a high around 85 this afternoon. Overnight low 52, and then tomorrow sunny but cooler with a high of 75.